The second agreement. Don't take anything personally. The second agreement, like the next three agreements, are really born from the first agreement. And with this agreement, whatever happens around you, we invite you not to take it personally. If you do take it personally, it is because at some level you agree with whatever was said. And as soon as you agree, that poison goes through you, and you are trapped in that dream of darkness, of shadow. And what causes you to be trapped is what we call personal importance. Personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness, because we make the assumption that everything is about me. During the period of our education or our upbringing, we learn to take things personally. We think we are responsible for everything, particularly in our young years when we are a small person. It's about me, me, and always me. Nothing other people do, however, is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream. They live in their own mind, and they are in a completely different world from the one you live in. So when we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world upon theirs. So even when a situation seems so very personal, and even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Their point of view comes from their programming, the programming they received during their early life. So if somebody gives you an opinion that says, "Oh, you've put on weight. You seem to have become so fat. What's happened?" As difficult as it might seem, don't take it personally. Because the truth of the matter is that this is a projection, and this person is dealing with his or her own feelings, beliefs, or opinions about their own size. To displace those feelings, the person sends the poison to you. And if you take it personally, it becomes yours. Taking things personally makes you an easy prey for predation such as this. And you can be hooked very easily just with one little opinion. You eat it up. You eat up all the emotional garbage that is sent your way. And now it becomes your garbage. And if you do not take it personally, you are immune to this. You are immune to any garbage that is sent your way. Immunity to poison in the middle of the darkness is the gift of this agreement. When you take things personally and you feel offended, your reaction is very often to defend your belief, and this creates conflicts. You make something big out of something little. We say making a mountain out of an anthill, because you have a need to be right and make everybody else wrong. You also back that up by trying hard to be right through giving your own opinions, and in the same way, whatever you feel and do is just a projection of your own personal dream, a projection and a reflection of your own agreements. What you say, what you do, the opinions, beliefs, and views that you have are according to the agreements you have made. And these opinions have nothing to do with the other. And If we stand in the shoes of the other person, what you think about this other is unimportant. So, don't take things personally. And also, this applies not just when we are told bad things, such as you are the worst person, but also when someone tells you you are such an angel. Either way, do not let either of these statements affect you. There is no need to accept either of these statements. Whatever the other feels, whatever they think, is their view, and in fact, it is their problem and not your problem. That is the way they see the world. And in fact, they don't realize that it's nothing personal because you are dealing with yourself and not with the other. If we consider that the way another sees the world is in fact like a movie, they create an entire picture or movie in their mind. And in that picture, they are the director and the producer and the main actor. The way they experience this movie is according to the agreements they have made with life. Their point of view is something personal to them. It is their truth and not yours. Likewise for ourselves. Our own movie is the movie that's been made according to our own life. And so, if I get mad at you, I'm actually dealing with myself. You are the excuse for me to get mad. You are the trigger that enables my getting mad. And I get mad because I am dealing with some fear that is within me. If I'm not afraid, there is no way I will get mad at you. And if you are not afraid, there is no way that you will respond to my madness. There is no way that you will become afraid or be jealous or sad based upon my actions. As was mentioned in the first agreement, living in love has no place for the negative emotions. If you have no place in your movie for those emotions, it is logical that you will feel good, you will feel positive. And when you feel good and positive, everything around you reflects that. Everything around you reflects your inner state. And you feel happy and content. You are loving everything that is around you because you are loving yourself. That's because it's just the way you are. Because you are content with you. You are happy with the movie you're producing and happy with your agreements in life. This creates peace and contentment and happiness. So everything seems wonderful. Everything is felt as being positive and beautiful. So this works in both directions. Whatever people do, feel, think or say, don't take it personally. If you are told by someone how wonderful you are, they're not saying that because of you. The idea is to know that you are wonderful. It's not necessary to only base the idea that you are wonderful on the utterances of other people. So don't take anything personally. Even the opinions you have about yourself are not necessarily true. Therefore, you don't need to take whatever you hear in your own mind personally. We all know that the mind has the ability to talk to itself, but it also has the ability to hear information that is available from other realms. Sometimes you hear a voice in your mind and you may wonder where it comes from. This voice may have come from another place, another reality, another connection into the universe, in which peoples are living in very different ways. This is called the collective unconscious, and Carl Jung spoke about this in his work. Our mind lives in the reality we create, but it can also, on occasion, perceive other realities. And very often we are hardly aware of this perception. The mind lives in more than one dimension. There may be times when you have ideas and thoughts that don't originate in your own mind, but you are perceiving them with and through your mind. You have the right to believe or not believe these utterances, and not to take what these voices say personally. We have the choice whether or not to believe the voices we hear within our own minds. Just as we have the choice of what we believe and agree with in our dream and our agreements with the planet. The mind can also talk and listen to itself. The mind can become divided as your body is divided. Just as you can say, I have one hand and I can shake my other hand and feel the other hand, the mind can talk to itself. Part of the mind is speaking and the other part is listening. It is, however, a big problem when 1,000 parts of the mind are all speaking at the same time. This is called a mitote. The mitote can be compared to a huge marketplace where thousands of people are talking and bartering at the same time. Each one has different thoughts and feelings, and each one has a different point of view based on the programming in the individual minds. All of those agreements that each individual mind has made. And of course, they are not necessarily compatible with each other. Every agreement is like a separate living being. It has its own personality and its own voice. There are conflicting agreements that go against each other, and sometimes it can become a big war in the mind. And it is the mitote that is the reason that ourselves as human beings very often don't know what they want, how they want it, or when they want it. Human beings don't agree with themselves because there are parts of the mind that want one thing and other parts of the mind that want exactly the opposite. A part of the mind has an objection to certain thoughts and actions, and another part supports the actions of the opposing thoughts. And all of these living beings create an inner conflict because they are alive and they each have a voice. So only by making an inventory of our agreements will we uncover all the conflicts in the mind and eventually make order out of the mitote. When we take things personally, we set ourselves up to suffer for nothing. Strangely, humans are addicted to suffering at various levels and to different degrees, and we unconsciously support each other in maintaining this suffering. Humans agree to help each other suffer. So if you have the need to be abused, someone will appear in your life to abuse you. If you are with people who need to suffer, something in you will cause you to help them in their suffering. It's as if there is a note on their back that says, please kick me, and we do just that. It's as if, as humans, we ask for justification for our suffering. This is an addiction. And the addiction to suffering is nothing but an agreement that is reinforced in our everyday life. Wherever you go, you will find people lie. And as your awareness grows, you will notice that you also lie to yourself. So do not expect people to tell you the truth, because they also lie to themselves. You have to trust yourself and choose to believe or not what someone says to you. So when we really see other people as they are without taking it personally, We are immune from being hurt by what they say or do. And even if others lie to you, it is okay. They're lying to you from their fear, because they are afraid. They're afraid that they are not perfect and that this will be discovered. And it's painful to take that social mask off. So, if you are truthful with yourself, you will save yourself a lot of emotional pain. Telling yourself the truth about it may feel hurtful, but you don't need to be attached to that pain. Doing so is a process of healing, and that just needs time. If someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift if they walk away from you. And if they don't, you will surely endure many years of suffering with that person. Thus, if you can take matters into your own hands and choose to walk away yourself, it may hurt for a while, but your heart will eventually heal. Then you can choose what you really want. Make it a strong habit not to take anything personally. And if you do so, you will avoid many upsets in your life. Your anger, jealousy, and envy will disappear. And even your sadness will start to disappear when you don't take things personally. If you can make the second agreement a habit, you will find a huge amount of freedom comes with that. And you become immune to the gossip and the words of others. You become immune to the spell that could otherwise affect you. The whole world may gossip about you, but if you don't take it personally, you are immune. Someone can intentionally send emotional poison, and when you don't take it personally, it will not get inside you and eat you up. You can see how important this agreement is. It enables you to break many habits and routines that trap you in a dream of darkness and causes needless suffering. By practicing this second agreement, you will break dozens of those small, tiny agreements that cause you to suffer. And in fact, if you practice just the first two agreements, you will break the majority of the agreements that keep you trapped in the darkness and in hell. Write this agreement on a paper, put it on your computer or your refrigerator or next to your bed or as a headline on your phone. Don't take anything personally. You are never responsible for the actions of others. You are only responsible for you. And when you truly understand this and refuse to take things personally, you can never be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others.